First of all, let's begin by an explanation of what we're talking about, beneficial ownership information. A lot of people probably not familiar with what this is.
Indeed, and that's a normal thing. Most small businesses, when we surveyed our members, 83% had never heard of this new mandate. And to be quite frank, when I go into members of Congress offices, their staff, the members of Congress, have likely never heard of this. So unless they're really in tune with small business issues, this is likely not on the top of their radar. So it only affects small businesses under 20 employees and under $5 million in revenue. Those are the only businesses that have to file, to register with a part of Treasury called the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
So what does it actually require the small businesses to do?
So small business owners and those with substantial control. So think of it as, say, the manager of a restaurant that makes day-to-day decisions for that business. They're not an owner, but they have substantial control. They get to now file their personal information with FinCEN, which is that law enforcement arm of Treasury, in this brand new database with 32.6 million small business owners' information. So you'll have taxpayer ID number, you'll have a driver's license or a government ID on this website. We're pretty concerned with the privacy of the information on this database. Law enforcement and local, state, federal, international intelligence agencies also don't have to have a subpoena to access the database. So we have a whole lot of privacy concerns regarding small business owners' information.
What are the penalties if these businesses fail to comply with this rule?
Oh, they're insane. It's civil and criminal penalties up to a $10,000 fine and 2 years in prison. That's not an or, it's an and. So potential jail time, potential massive fines. And luckily, President Trump stepped in March and said, this is invasive, it's egregious, it's an economic menace. We're not going to enforce this. However, we're concerned what happens under a future administration in 4 or 8 years.
You have a request from Congress, what you would like Congress to do to make this action from President Trump permanent.
Exactly, yeah. And so we've got legislation to repeal the entire law in Congress. It's wide support with the North Carolina delegation, which we greatly appreciate. However, if we can't repeal it, we're also looking at another step, which would be to codify the Trump administration rule, which would basically say only foreign businesses have to register with FinCEN. It exempts U.S. businesses, which we think is an appropriate step, and it will protect small business owner information. And it's less burdensome on U.S. businesses that are already overwhelmed with red tape and compliance costs. However, we would ask that Treasury and Congress destroy the data of U.S. businesses that have already filed. There's about 11 million small businesses that have filed with FinCEN, and we want to make sure that their information is protected.
Now, you mentioned that your organization feels that it is unconstitutional. Has there been any sort of court challenge?
There have been many. We had a case in Texas that had actually a temporary injunction, nationwide injunction. So I think there were, last I counted, 12 court cases that were working its way through the system. So many different groups, many different industries are fighting this. But again, it only affects the mom and pop, under 20 employees. So really the small guys that are already overwhelmed by the red tape.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining us this morning and letting us know about this beneficial ownership information reporting requirement. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.